From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In California, officials are preparing to release a serial rapist under a controversial program designed to medically treat chronic sex offenders. Doctors say the inmate should be no threat to public safety, but law enforcement officials are not so sure. They're making plans to keep him under constant electronic surveillance. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
45-year-old Patrick Henry Gelati is an 8-time rapist who has spent his entire adult life in prison. In 1978, he was convicted of stalking and raping 7 women, and he served 6 years in prison and a state hospital. Within less than a year of his release, he raped again. That was 1985. By 1998, he had completed his second prison term. Gelati was then sent to the Atascadero State Hospital, where he received psychiatric treatment and testosterone-suppressing drugs. Under California's sexual predator law, a convict such as Gelati can be held an additional 2 or more years for treatment. Gelati recently petitioned for his own release, which a judge granted earlier this month. His attorney, Marin County Public Defender Ed Farrell, says 3 psychiatrists have testified that Gelati is deserving of his release.
The people who evaluated him for the hearing process, between them or amongst them, have perhaps 75 to 100 years of experience dealing with sexually violent people, and their unanimous opinion was that Mr. Gelati was ready for release.
But Marin County Deputy District Attorney Alan Charmatz has his doubts based on Gelati's criminal record.
Mr. Gelati, he's known to people in our office as being a person who's very dangerous, who is a repeat offender, who's shown that after being incarcerated and receiving treatment, and after only being out in free society for a very short period of time, once again aggressively and sexually abuse women. We're very concerned about whether or not he can live a crime-free, non-offending life.
Unlike the last time Gelati was released, this time he will remain under almost unprecedented controls. He'll wear a global positioning device on his ankle. He's required to continue taking his medication and attend almost daily counseling sessions. Gelati will also be subject to random searches, blood and urine tests, and nightly curfews. These controls can last indefinitely. Public Defender Ed Farrell.
I can't imagine anybody receiving more surveillance, supervision, and treatment than he's going to receive.
And while he's being watched, Gelati also might have an impact on the debate over treating chronic sex offenders whose eventual release from prison is all but inevitable. California has almost 400 such offenders in Atascadero State Hospital. In a sense, Patrick Henry Gelati is the program's first graduate. But even those who support the program are skeptical that Gelati won't rape again. Beth Schechter is the executive director of Community Violence Solutions, which runs Marin County's Rape Crisis Center.
And his own interview in the paper, where he said that he is not going to reoffend, but that he's really going to have to use the tools that have been given to him. I'm not hearing that emphatic no. That's what I want to hear.
Schechter says it's easy to understand why Gelati's victims don't feel safe.
So there are some women out there right now in Marin County who are quite traumatized by the fact that he's being released. And there's other women, of course, who may have been around during the time that these crimes occurred that are experiencing a sense of a lack of safety, that they wouldn't want to be in the neighborhood where he's living.
And it appears a lot of other people feel the same way. The state has yet to find a landlord willing to rent to a known sex offender. Authorities are also operating under a deadline. Legally, Gelati has the right to be released without any conditions in December. Another court hearing to determine where Gelati will live is scheduled for next week. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Marin County, California.